one of the big stories, in fact, I reckon the biggest story over the last 24 hours, is news that Lauren Jackson, at 41, has been named in the World Cup squad for the Opals with the World Championships at the end of the year. She was retired. She's had a couple of kids. She initially thought she'd come back and just show her kids that she could play. And she's been playing up on the Murray, completely dominating, and all of a sudden now she's back playing for Australia in a World Championships. And her, I'll say, a new teammate, one of them is Tess Madgen, and Tess joins us now. Tess, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, have you ever actually played a game of basketball with Lauren before?
I played when I was a lot younger in a qualification tournament against New Zealand. But that was about 10 years ago, I think.
It's a bit of a head spin of what's happening here.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, what she's been able to do, and she definitely deserves her spot on the team. She was definitely one of the 12 best players at camp. Just super happy for her and, you know, really proud of what she's been able to achieve the last 8 months.
So coming back and playing with her again, as you said, it's been 10 years, albeit in a camp type of situation, is she a different player? Is she a different person? Or are things coming back and it's all exactly as it was?
I think she's definitely, she says she's changed a lot. I think, you know, having two kids and she works now has kind of given her a new perspective on life and I guess towards basketball. But she's definitely still got that very competitive edge to win and that fierceness. And I think she really elevates, you know, that for everyone around her on her team, which is awesome for our group, and it's definitely needed. In terms of her playing, she's still, I mean, we played against the Centre of Excellence boys, so the best teenage boys in Australia at our camp in Canberra earlier in the year. And it was the first time Lauren had been back with the group, and she came on and I think she scored like 5 baskets in a row back to back to back. And we were all like, wow, she's definitely still got it. So I guess from that moment on, it was just really whether, you know, her body would hold up through the camps and she could prove that she could play 8 games in 10 days, which is what we're going to have to do at the World Cup.
You talk about that camp, Tess. There's some new faces in that squad from what we saw at the recent Olympic Games. How intense was that camp? And obviously there must have been some disappointed girls.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you have, you know, at a recent camp in New York, we had 15 players and there's only 12 spots on the team. And really any one of those 15 put their hand up to make the team. But at the end of the day, it's getting the right balance and mix of people on the team. And we do have a really, really great team that they've put together. I think the difference from Tokyo to now, a couple of girls have retired from the team. Leilani had a baby. So there is a youthfulness to this team, and I think it's going to be really exciting.
So we obviously know the events of what happened pre the Olympics and how that affected, I think, not so much the morale of the team, but how you actually structured, how you actually set up offense and defense without Liz Cambage. How is that now? How's that structurally changed? What are we expected to see from the Opals? What type of tempo we expected to see now from the Opals moving forward?
Yeah, Sandy has really put, you know, a lot of defensive principles in place that probably weren't possible with Liz on the team. So we're going to look to be very aggressive down that end of the floor, and that's how the Opals have played previously. So it's really exciting to get back to that. And then, you know, a more balanced offensive flow with a lot more opportunity for everyone. And we definitely have the scoring power to be able to do that. I think it's going to be really exciting and definitely a brand of basketball that, you know, Australians are going to love to watch.
Can you get the gold? How confident are you, or is it more hopeful that you can get the gold this time round?
I think we definitely can. You know, with what happened before the Olympics, we didn't really have enough time to, you know, to rebrand our style, I suppose. You know, we've had 8 months together now, all this year, and we've been working hard off the court to establish our culture as well, which I think is going to pay dividends on the court. So I think we definitely have the right mix of defense and scoring to put everything out on the court to get the gold.
You mentioned culture. Obviously, that was challenged through the whole episode with Liz, and now, you know, she's obviously moved on. The Opals have moved on. How important is someone or some of the leaders that can actually change that culture and make it different and going into a world championship?
Yeah, I think it was super important. I mean, all 22 players of the squad, we got together in January and we've worked on it every camp since. But, you know, everyone really said their truth, and we established that we're not going to stand for some of the behaviours that we had in the past. And everyone's really bought into it. It's obviously something we're going to continue to build on and work on, just so, you know, in the future that we do have no slip-ups like there have been in the past. So I think, it's brought everyone together. Everyone feels super safe to be able to speak their truth, and that's brought an element of trust. That's obviously super important when you're trying to get a gold medal. But we're in a really good spot at the moment.
And Tess, what about you personally? Obviously, now, what are you? You're 32 in a
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. 32. Tomorrow. There you go. Where do you want to play your local basketball moving forward? Obviously, Melbourne Boomers is one part of it, but then there's also in Europe, which is another part of it. Russia was a big piece of that for a lot of female basketballers. Now, I don't imagine that you're going back there too quickly. Is there still aspiration? WNBA, obviously, play somewhere in Europe. How's that going to work for you moving forward into the future?
Yeah, great question. In my 20s, I was given a lot of opportunity and experience. I've played in the WNBA. I've played in Europe, in Poland and Spain, and I did my ACL in Poland. And I kind of, after that, you know, their sports science is a lot better in Australia. And I would go over to Europe to play a small stint, you know, at the end of a WNBL season if the opportunity presented. But I am very happy at the Melbourne Boomers and, have a really set up life in Melbourne. So I'll definitely look at exploring if a small stint did present overseas, but happy at the Boomers for now.
For now. Tess, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Great insights into Lauren joining the group and the build-up to the World Championships. If we don't speak to you before, then we probably will. But all the best in the build-up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.